There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
I think one of the hardest things as a parent is when you bring your kids somewhere that you think they're going to love it and you plan for it and then you get there and they're miserable, which only makes you miserable, right?
It can be hurtful on different levels, right? So if it's something that you think that is an interest of theirs, you're like, oh, how did I miss the mark here? What? You don't appreciate these things. If it's something that you deeply care about and they don't care about, then that's a different kind of hurt. And then if it's something else that was super expensive. Now, it can be all those things combined, too.
Yeah. Producer John, what
happened?
That's
a bad day. Well, I got offered an opportunity to introduce a band. You know, somebody reached out like, hey, will you do this? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was not going to do it because I had my son, but it was very early evening, like 5-6 o'clock. And they said they had, you know, a kid's show before the main band came on. And I was like, all right, cool. There's food trucks. It's a big event. So I bring my son, James, who's 5, and I figure he's going to get a kick out of this kid's show, right? No, this kid's show was terrible.
Aww.
It was really bad. And like, and they tore nationally too, apparently. It was, I don't know.
Everybody's got a racket.
Right, exactly. I showed up and immediately I noticed the sound is bad, which we're all audio nerds. Most people don't care about that. But like, the performance was dumb and kitschy and like, it was puppets. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we sit down. I'm like, all right, buddy, let's sit down and watch. He goes, why? And I'm like, well, because it's the kid show. And then we sit for a couple minutes. He's like, tugs on my shoulder. He goes, Dad, can we go get a burger? I'm like, yeah, we can go get a burger. Let's get out of here. And then we just had to kind of kill time until I had to introduce this band and we could get out of there.
So there's nothing worse than when you think your kid's going to love something and they don't. Like my little one, my 5-year-old Dakota, is a daredevil. Nothing scares her. So in my mind, she was going to be so excited to go to this amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made the cutoff for a roller coaster. And I was pumped because I was like, the minute I put her on this roller coaster, she's going to be the daredevil that loves roller coasters.
From That's now on, the rest of her
thing.
Life.
Yeah. We're going to go to all these amusement parks. It's going to be our thing that we do because she's such a daredevil. Oh, that was a mistake. We got on, like, you know, and like, it's not that fast because it was appropriate at the time for a 4-year-old, you know, but it was fast enough up and down that.
Yeah. Why would you do this to me? Right? I trusted you.
It was awful. It was absolutely awful. And I was like, all right, mental note, that was a mistake.
Right.
You know? Oh, my goodness.
Drenched in tears, throwing up. 10 seconds later, yeah, bad choice, bad move.
And it's funny you brought up puppets because the first time I brought her to meet Peppa Pig, like my local mall had a thing where they were coming Peppa Pig.
Oh, local mall dangerous.
Oh, right. And they came and it was, first of all, it was a budget Peppa Pig, you know, like that wasn't the real Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig
Not
was still in
quality.
England,
no.
And she looked at her and she was like,
it's unsettling. Like we like for the puppet show, we went backstage because I had to introduce this band. So James saw the guy who was operating the puppet. The guy who was operating the puppet, like big dude, beard, biker vest on. Like this guy is,
that's
you
wild.
Know, this guy's lived a life, and he did not look like the kind of guy who lived a life that led to puppets.
Sidebar: puppets, right?
Well,
there's a whole thing.
They scare adults.
You're either
too.
With or you're out. All right, you're either in or out on that.
You ever bring your kids somewhere and you thought for sure, like, yep, home run, they're gonna love this, and then turns out they did not. 1-800-330-9999. It's one of the most disappointing things as a parent. You plan something that you think your kid will love that's fun for them, and then they start throwing tantrums and freaking out, and you're like, I just wasted all my money on this.
Bad choice.
Yeah. What did you do for your kid, and they were not into it? 1-800-330-9999. Amy.
So you know how they have the little ice shows with the, I don't want to say puppets, but the... So we went on the ice show for Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
The little, you go in there. And I thought she was going to love it because she loved the movie, of course. She loved the cartoon.
Right.
But for some reason, when that blue genie came out, she lost it. Screaming hysterical. I don't know if she thought he was a monster or what. I could not get her to stop screaming. We literally had to leave the show.
I felt the same way when Will Smith replaced Robin Williams.
And Aladdin.
What are you gonna do?
Disney on Ice, my kids absolutely love. You know who can't stand them? Me. I am so over them. Yeah. And every time they come to town, like, I heard the commercial. I'll be like, no, it's not around here, honey. And now I can't stand them anymore.
You're over it.
There's nothing natural about Belle or Aladdin skating. It doesn't make sense. Why can't they just have regular feet?
Not in the movie.
All right. There's no ice skating in the movie.
That was the thing that was always strange to me as a kid growing up, actually. Now that you said it, like certain shows, okay, they lend themselves to being on ice.
Like what?
A lot of other ones, they don't.
Like what lends itself to being on ice?
Frozen, obviously.
Fine,
because you're
Frozen. That's it. Name one other one. Name one other one.
No, that's it. I can't.
Right. The last one I went to was Moana on ice. Moana is on an island. She's never seen ice in her life.
Unless they have a rink. Right? An indoor climate-controlled rink. You're welcome, says The Rock as he turns on the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, if you don't have that, right, it's not happening. Paw Patrol on ice. They're dogs.
Dogs don't ice skate. They don't. Peter, what's something that you brought your child to? You thought they were going to love it, and then they didn't.
This has been breaking my heart. My kid doesn't like SpongeBob. I grew up, I love that show, and it means so much to me, and he just turned 10, and he's, like, starting to get, like, I don't know, maybe it's, like, a contrarian thing, but he's, like, this is stupid. He's annoying.
Grow up, Dad.
Yeah. What can I do except, you know, hope he sees it and comes around. I always thought, like, I remember growing up, I had friends that didn't like SpongeBob, and I obviously there was a metaphor in there, you know. There's an episode where Squidward doesn't like Krabby Patties. I always thought that was, like, sort of subtly about, you know, people that don't like SpongeBob.
Yeah, okay. You're deep diving.
Yeah,
all
right.
Oh, I could go on for hours.
No, that's quite all right. Thanks.
It's funny when you loved a show growing up and you're so excited to show it to your kids and then they don't see what the thing is. That's how I felt with Full House. My whole life was based on watching Full House on Friday night. And the first time I showed Hayden, she was just like, eh.
You know, this is why I don't watch Star Wars with any young children. I don't watch Star Wars with anybody, frankly. Because if you don't like it, I don't want to hear it out your mouth.
And you know I don't like Star Wars.
I don't want to hear it out your mouth.
Like, why is everything not in order? Why do I have to figure out what's happening? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, there's an easy answer for that. Money.
Steve, now you thought your daughter was going to have a great time at Disney, but that's not what happened.
You know, having dinner, and Jafar came out, and that was a mistake. Screaming and crying. The next day we go to Universal Studios and go on the Jaws ride. And you know when Bruce comes out of the water and he goes like right in a boat?
Yeah.
Well, she was screaming and crying. We got off the ride. She's screaming at us, how could you as parents take me on a ride like that?
Yeah. How old was she?
She was five.
Oh, my God.
5 years old.
I mean, it's a 30-foot shark. What's there to be intimidated by? Right. Good call, Dad. Right.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.